Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving professional services business. To subscribe to the show, visit marketingoutloud.fm. So I had a call the other day with a really, really smart, bright, and experienced consultant. She had done so much over the course of her 20, 25-year career, different clients, different industries, different problems, different services. And she'd been consulting as a solo consultant for about 10 years, but she kind of hit a roadblock. She hit this point now where she wasn't finding that many clients for the work that she used to do. And she was a little bit tired of just kind of going from project to project and chasing clients. And, you know, one begins and then it ends, and then she's got to do it all over again from scratch. And she was close to giving up. I mean, she said to me on the phone that, you know, to be honest, more than clients, I'm looking for a job now. I thought that was tragic because here you have somebody who's clearly really, really good at what they do. She's got, you know, an amazing roster of previous clients who are happy with her work. And I could tell from our conversation, she's exceptionally bright and good at what she does. So, you know, we talked and I wanted to kind of get her to focus in on what is the one thing that she's world-class at, because she'd done so many things. And that was part of the problem, is it was hard to find focus. It was hard to find the one thing that she should focus on going forward. And when you have too many options to choose from, that can just be paralyzing. So I asked her a few questions. What is the one area of work where you felt that you provided the most value over the years, where you earned the most revenue, and where you felt like you were most kind of in the zone, right? The work that you enjoyed most, the work that was the most fulfilling to you. And she thought about that for a bit. And she said, well, I think it's this area. It's this particular target audience, this particular type of client, and this particular type of work. And I said, well, let's start there. Why don't we go and pursue that specific area? And we talked about it a little bit. We talked about how she could package an offering, how she could get more conversations with those kinds of clients, and so on and so forth. And she said to me, she said, look, it's all there on my website. I mean, I already have all of this. And I looked at her website and sure, I mean, at one level, it was all there, but it was buried with all this other stuff, right? So on her website, she basically says, well, I work with anybody and I can do anything. And so the things that we were talking about were there for sure, but that particular client that she's targeting and that particular problem that she solves was buried in this kind of haystack of all these other service offerings and problems and solutions. So if anybody who actually needs her help for that particular offering wanted to see if she could help them, they'd have a hard time figuring it out from the website. So what we decided on was that she was going to focus her efforts for the next, you know, few weeks at least, to find clients in that one particular vertical who have that one specific problem, and to go out and have conversations and to find people in that space who might be interested in what she has to offer. And I think that kind of clarity really helps her get over the, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired. This is a grind. I want to get a job. And it gave her something to focus on. It gave her a task or a project that she could focus on executing. And if she does it, I think what she'll find is there probably are opportunities in that market that were always there, but she didn't have the focus before to really explore and capitalize on those opportunities. So my takeaway for you is find that focus. I mean, this is a common scenario among consultants, is that you tend to be very smart people, right, who have many varied interests and can do many, many different things and do them very, very well. But just casting a wide net like that often does you a disservice, because when you say I can do all these different things for all these different people, nobody really knows if you're the person who can help them specifically with their specific problem. So you got to find that focus. You got to figure out, you know, what is the one thing that I can do that I'm world-class at, where I provide the most value, I earn the most revenue, and I'm really, really in the zone, and I'm, you know, firing on all cylinders, and I feel amazing about the work that I do. Find out what that one thing is, and I promise you, nothing will ever be the same. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.